真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
Hallelujah.
How was it that people just multiplied disciples and groups and churches all over the place?
我哋点样能够见到好似陈道伟你咁样样，啲人咧不断繁殖自己，又繁殖门徒，又繁殖教会咧
？They transformed England.
佢哋咧呢个整个运动咧改变整个英国。
It swept across America.
这个运动呢去到整个美国来到呢收了整个美国。
It went all over the world.
然后去到全世界。
What were the secrets of that church multiplication movement?
到底这个教会繁殖这个运动它的秘诀在哪里呢？
I say three things.
有三样东
西。Number one, spiritual empowerment.
第一就是呢圣灵的高门，圣灵的带领。
They were energized by the Spirit of God.
他们有圣灵那个能力在他们里面。
They went out in apostolic confidence because Jesus said, I will build my church.
他们出去带着使徒给他们那种权柄那种信心，因为耶稣说我要建立我的教会。
Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣说来了我，你不能做什么。
And so these Methodists, as they were called, or believed in the power of God to change people's lives.
所以这班传道的，这班人叫传道，他们呢，就出去呢，就改变人的生命。
The second thing we saw in this church multiplication movement.
第二样东西我们见到这个呢，直播运动呢，是怎么样呢？
Cultural relevance.
就是他们呢，很适切他们的时代。
They communicated the gospel in ways that would touch the hearts of people.
他们那时分享的信息，他们的方法呢，就颠倒那个时代的人的心。
When they saw needs, they sought to meet those needs and
demonstrate Christ's love. 他们见到需要呢，他们就满足那些需要，而颠倒人那些人的心灵里面的那种痛苦。
They were culturally relevant.
他们呢，是适切个文化。
And the third secret is that they used reproducible methods.
第三个秘诀呢，就是他们用那些方法呢，是可以繁殖的。
In fact, that's how they got their name.
所以他们的名的意思就是这样。
The critics of this new movement called these folks the Methodists.
那些人呢，叫他们叫做传道，因为他们有很多那些的方法。
And they use simple, reproducible methods that can empower ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
他们拿一些很简单、很容易的方式去帮助一些人做到一些呢是超越人可以做到的。
And so it was a lay movement.
所以这个是一个平信徒的运动。
And you find every single time when you have the tremendous multiplication and explosion of the church, it is led by regular people.
在历史里面被我们看到呢，每一次呢有一个运动啊，神的一个运动兴起呢，都是呢一些普通人去带领这个运动啊。
And yesterday we saw that we needed not just to expand the existing churches, and not just plant new ones, we needed to start churches and start churches, literally have an explosion of growth.
昨晚我们看到呢，如果我们呢真的要赢到这个世界，我们不是单单要呢个教会增长，不是单单要教会繁殖，但是我们还要植那些教会呢，也都会植其他教会，不断植下去呢，然后呢我们就会爆炸。
And so tonight what I'd like to focus on, what can you do?
所以今晚我要集中呢，就讲你可以做到什么。
I'd like to give you 7 action steps.
今晚呢是好少嘢同大家讲嘅，只有七点你要做嘅嘢。
If you want to take some notes, you might want to jot these down so you can study them later.
所以好重要，你打开你嘅笔记簿啊，写低呢七点。
Number one，
第一
，Let God break through your personal barriers。
容许神去突破你自己个人嗰啲嘅难阻。
Because sometimes the greatest limitation that we have is within ourselves.
因为很多时候呢，我们最大的限制是什么呢？就是我们自己里面的内心。
So we haven't let God break through yet.
因为我们没有容许神去突破这些拦阻。
There's a story that's told of a circus.
有人呢给我们讲一个故事呢，是讲一个马戏团。
And in a circus, they had this little baby elephant.
在个马戏团里面呢，有一个很小的 BB 的大笨象。
And they put a chain around the leg of that baby elephant.
他们不想这个 BB 大笨象走了，所以呢，他们呢，还有个锁链锁住他的脚。
And then it was tied into a little stake in the ground.
锁链的左那边呢，就用一个木柱呢，就钉在地下，一个细细地的木枝。
And that little baby elephant would try to wander off.
咁呢个细嘅 BB 大笨象呢，想走。
And so it would go until it got to the end of the chain, and then it'd get stuck.
佢走到咁上下咧，就拉住佢啦，因为佢走唔到啦。
And it couldn't go any farther, so then it would try to go the other direction.
跟住咧，佢想走左嗰边。
And then it would get stuck.
又拉住啦，又喐唔到啦。
And it would try in every direction, and it couldn't escape.
咁呢边啊，嗰边啊，到处走咧，但系咧，去到咁上下咧，就俾个锁链嚟到拉住佢。
So after a while, it stopped trying to escape.
咁慢慢，佢咧就会放弃咧，尝试去走啦。
And later that elephant grew up to be a big elephant.
慢慢个小嘅大笨象长大成个大笨象。
And yet it now is so big that it could have easily ripped the little stake out of the ground and just torn it and gone wherever it wanted to go.
现在个大笨象大到呢，其实好有能力嘅，所以呢，佢随时呢，可以一掹嗰个木枝呢，就可以呢，掹出嚟嘅，到处可以走嘅。
But it never tried.
但呢个大笨象冇咁样做。
Why?
点解？
Because it had learned that it cannot escape.
因为这个大笨象已经学到了，我走来走去都走不掉了。
The moral of that story is, you're chained if you think you are.
这个故事告诉我们，如果你认为有锁链锁住你，你就被锁住了。
There are personal barriers that God wants to break through to be able to release you for powerful ministry to advance the kingdom.
我们每一个人呢，生命里面都有些拦阻，神呢要突破这些拦阻，以致我们可以做更大的事，去为神完成更大的工作。
The first barrier, I think, is that God wants to break through your woundedness.
第一个拦阻呢，我自己觉得就是我们那种的受伤。
If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10.
如果你有圣经，你可以打开《历代志上》第四章第九同埋第十节。
There's only two verses on this particular character in all the Bible.
全本圣经呢，讲呢个人物呢，只有两节经文讲佢嘅。
His name was Jabez.
呢个讲一个人物叫雅咩斯啊？雅迪斯、雅尼斯、雅皮斯，差唔多。
Take a look at verses 9 and 10. How did he get his name?
咁啊，第九同埋第十节话俾我哋听，点解佢有呢个咁怪嘅名叫雅皮斯咧
？His mother gave him that name.
咁啊，佢妈妈同佢起呢个名啊。
Because she gave birth to him in pain.
咁啊，点解佢俾呢个名？因为佢生出嚟嘅时候咧，非常痛苦啊。
If you have a footnote in your Bible, you'll notice that the word for Jabez sounds very much like the Hebrew word for pain.
咁啊，呢一个希伯来文呢个雅比斯呢个咁嘅音咧，同埋呢个痛楚个音咧系相似啊，咁啊，雅比斯咁啊。
Can you imagine? Can you imagine calling a kid pain?
咁啊，你有冇谂过叫个细路仔个名叫痛楚？
Why would she do that?
点解妈妈叫细路仔叫痛楚咧
？You know how significant names are.
咁啊，大家知道名系好重要系咩
？Every time she called this kid, she was reminding him of what a pain he was.
因为每一次佢叫呢个细路仔嘅名嘅时候咧，就提醒佢咧，哇！呢个细路仔啊，带俾我好大痛楚。
Maybe she already had enough kids and didn't want to have any more, and then he came along.
可能咧，佢已经生咗好多个啦，已经唔想再生啦。点知呢一个嚟咗啦
？I don't know why.
我都唔知点解，总之系黑人憎啦。
But he had some deep wounds.
所以咧，呢个妈妈咧心入边咧，明显咧有啲伤啊。
Do you know there are a number of you that actually were called Jabez by significant others in your life?
你知唔知我哋中间有啲人咧，你嘅名字叫亚比斯，即系人哋咧用一个咁嘅眼光或者用一个咁嘅名称叫你。
Not literally, but there's been some hurts and some wounds.
当然咧，你嘅名唔系真系叫亚比斯，不过咧，因为人心灵里边有啲创伤，所以咧认为你都系一个创伤。
And you know the temptation would be to say, "Oh, poor me."
咁你因为你自己心里边都受伤啦，所以你话，哦，我真系可怜啊。
I've had all these problems.
我真系问题多到不得了。
All these difficulties, all these pains in my life.
哦，咁多痛楚，咁多呢啲嘢锁链锁住我。
God couldn't possibly use me.
哦，我神咧冇可能用我。
I have too many issues to deal with.
因为我做好多嘢要处理喺自己生命里边。
You could do that.
你可以成为咁嘅人。
Or you could do what Jabez did.
或者你可以做咧亚比斯真正嗰人做嗰嘢。
Notice what he did.
喺圣经入边话佢做咗啲咩咧？亚比斯个人。
He said, "Lord, would you bless me?"
亚比斯同神讲：神啊，你祝福我。
Would you expand my territory?
你可唔可以咧扩阔我嘅境界？
Would you let your hand be with me so that I be free from pain?
哦，神啊，你嘅手与我同在，以致我可以咧脱离痛楚。
Jabez said, "Would you bless my life?"
神亚比斯同神讲：神啊，你祝福我生命。
And touch me in such a way that when people look at me, they would say, "Why on earth is his name Jabez?"
你祝福我嘅时候咧，嗰啲人见到我嘅时候就话：哇，从乜呢个人嘅名叫亚比斯嘅咧？
Why is his name pain?
点解呢个人嘅名叫痛楚咧
？His life is anything but pain.
因为我哋睇到嘅生命咧，一啲都唔系痛楚。
And notice what it says.
跟住圣经点讲
？And God granted his request.
系咯呀，圣经话神就应允咗佢嘅祷告。
It is the nature of God to bless his people.
因为神嘅心就系要嚟祝福佢嘅子民。
That's his nature.
这个是神的性格。
We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, that God comforts us in all of our afflictions so that we can be of comfort to others.
哥林多后书第一章第三、第四节告诉我们，在我们所有的痛苦里面，神安慰我们，以致我们可以用神给我们的安慰去安慰其他的人。
As God brings healing and wholeness to our lives, then we can be instruments of His grace and mercy to bring healing and wholeness to the lives of others.
哇！当神嚟到医治我哋痛楚嘅时候，当神咧嚟俾我哋咧成为一个整全嘅人嘅时候，我哋就可以嚟到帮助人哋医治人哋，带嚟人哋可以成为一个整全嘅人。
So believe that God wants to break through your woundedness.
所以你相信今晚神咧可以嚟突破你嘅痛楚。
Sometimes God needs to break through our selfishness.
有时神需要突破咩咧？就突破我哋嘅自私。
I think of Jonah.
我谂到约拿。
Remember Jonah?
记唔记得约拿
？God said, "Go to Nineveh and preach the gospel there."
神话你要去你哋未成喺嗰度传福音。
Tell them to repent.
你叫他们悔改。
Or the judgment of God is going to come.
如果不是神的审判会临到你。
And the Lord said to Jonah, "Go east."
神呢同约拿讲，你要去东面。
And Jonah went west.
但约拿就去了西边。
And he went the exact opposite direction to try and go as far away from Nineveh as he possibly could.
他好想逃走啊，所以他呢离开尼尼微的方向，一路去到越远越好。
You know, I'm sometimes like Jonah.
我其实自己都好似约拿嘅样子。
Aren't you?
我唔知你系咪。
Sometimes I've made statements, "I will never do such and such."
有阵时我话我一定唔会做咁咁咁嘅嘢。
Or God gives a direct leading, and I want to run the other direction.
或者神咧明显话俾我听做啲咩嘢，但系咧我咧逃避走去另外一个方向。
What was the heart of the problem that Jonah had?
到底约拿嗰个问题中心喺边啊
？Just note it down in chapter 4.
喺第四章，如果你睇约拿书第四章。
Jonah went finally after the little convincing that God needed to give him.
最后咧，神咧说服佢啦，用咗好多方法说服佢，约拿冇办法啦，都要去尼尼微啦。
So he finally reluctantly went and preached repentance.
虽然系好唔想，不过逼住要去，所以最后咧去传呢个嘅悔改嘅道理。
And the people of Nineveh had a remarkable turnaround.
哇！但係尼尼微嗰啲人咧，哇！真係悔改喎。
And Jonah was really angry.
呢個約拿咧就好嬲啦。
In fact, he was depressed.
其實佢咧情緒低落。
Because he wanted to see the city burn up.
因為佢好想依班人咧被火燒咗。
He didn't like those people.
佢好憎依班人。
And so then he went and sat on the overlooking the city and said, maybe God will still burn him up.
所以他坐在山上呢望着个城市呢就说他心里想哇可能神最后呢都会用火下来烧掉他们。
And then God sent the plant to grow up and give Jonah some shade.
那么坐到太阳好大喎那么神呢就给个植物呢生出来一棵树呢就遮盖了他。
And he was real happy about that.
啊他好舒服好 happy.
Having his iced tea and
飲緊凍檸茶
enjoying the shade,
啊 yeah, 就享受呢個陰
and hoping he'd see a fireworks show,
啊嗰度坐喺度咧，希望見到咧，哇，放煙花。
But then the Lord brought a worm and ate the plant and shriveled up and then he brought the wind across and made it scorching dry with cracked lips.
誰知呢就突然之間呢哇那個蟲呢神呢叫隻蟲呢食咗個棵樹個根啊那棵樹呢哇枯乾啊跟住呢哇有啲好乾嘅風啊嗰啲沙漠啲風吹過嚟吹到佢呢個嘴唇都爆啊。
And then Jonah was really mad.
跟住佢真係嬲啊。
He was hot.Thirsty, uncomfortable.
他又熱又口汗又不舒服。
And then the Lord said to him,
跟住神就同佢讲,
Do you have any right to be angry?
你嬲啲乜鬼啊?
Ah, sure do, Lord.
是啊,我點解唔可以嬲啊?
And then the Lord spoke and said, You know, you had concern about this plant. You didn't cause it to grow.
神话你呢个植物啊，呢棵树啊，都唔系你将佢生出嚟，不过你都关心呢棵树。
Sprang up overnight, died overnight.
一天晚上就长出嚟，一天晚上就枯干。
But Nineveh has over 120,000 children in it.
但系尼尼微城啊，只系细路仔都有120,000。
Shouldn't I be concerned about them?
我可以唔关心呢啲人咩？
The whole point of Jonah was that he was selfish because he didn't have compassion for lost people.
尼尼微是一个很自私的人，就是因为他没有这种怜悯的心，不关心。
So sometimes God needs to break through our own pain, our own woundedness. Other times he needs to break through our selfishness.
所以神呢有时呢需要突破我们那种的创伤，另外时间呢神需要突破我们那种的自私。
Sometimes he needs to break through our fears.
有阵时神需要突破我哋嗰种恐惧。
I think of the Good Samaritan.
我谂到咧呢个好撒玛利亚人。
That was a dangerous road from Jerusalem down to Jericho.
我系从耶利米去到咧耶利哥，唔系从耶路撒冷去到耶利哥，系非常危险嘅一条路。
You normally wouldn't travel that road by yourself.
平时咧都唔会一个人去呢条路噶啦。
And some poor guy went down there and got beat up and robbed and left for dead.
但有个后生仔咧，自己去啊，俾人哋咧打餐懵啊，跟住咧就偷晒佢啲嘢。
And the priest came by, the clergy person came by and passed by.
但系佢知道咧，个牧师嚟过啊，经过佢又冇理佢。
Another professional minister came by.
跟住一个女传道嚟到咧，就经过啦，唔理佢，就平均啲啊，又男又女。
And then the Samaritan came by, the half-breed.
跟住呢一个呢撒玛利亚人嚟啦佢呢一个杂种嘅一个人。
And he took a risk.
但係佢冇嗰个险。
And took care of the guy, brought him out, paid for his way to get him better.
佢呢就带佢去酒店啊嚟去关心佢嚟帮助佢。
It takes risk to do that.
要咁样做真係冒险。
I think the point of that story is to really see that we need to be ministers wherever God has placed us.
这个比喻告诉我们听，我们无论去到哪里，神摆我们在哪里，那里我们就要服侍主。
There was one Christian woman that was a nurse.
有一个基督徒，她是一个护士。
And she got assigned to an AIDS ward.
她去到那个病房呢，是一个艾滋病的病房。
And they were filled mostly with, at that time, with mostly homosexuals.
大部分那里病人都是同性恋者。
And she didn't really like them.
她其實很憎同性戀者。
And Lord, why did you put me here?
神啊，做咩你擺我喺呢個咁嘅地方？
And the Lord says, because I love them.
就話因為我愛佢哋。
And I sent you to love them.
而家我差派你代表我愛佢哋。
And so she began to learn how to love.
她就開始嚟到學習去愛呢班嘅人。
And now she has a quite an extensive ministry throughout Los Angeles.
而家喺洛杉磯呢個女仔咧有一個好非常美麗嘅侍奉，係喺呢班人中間。
Ministering to the homosexual community.
佢特別咧去咧嚟到服侍一班同性戀者。
Because she viewed the ward that she was on, the floor that she served on, was her mission field.
因為佢見到咧佢個病房就係佢嗰個呢個宣教嘅工場。
And the Lord had to break through her fears to be able to touch the people.
但咧，神需要突破佢恐惧，以致佢可以够胆咧嚟见呢啲嘅人。
People with AIDS are kind of like the modern day lepers, aren't they?
今日同有呢个艾滋病嘅人咧，就好似往日嘅大麻风人一样。
The untouchable.
呢啲系唔可以见嘅人。
And yet God loves them.
但系神爱佢哋。
So we need to pray to ask the Lord that He would break through whatever barriers it is that's holding us back.
所以我哋需要祷告求主咧，嚟到突破任何嘅拦阻喺我哋生命里边嚟到限制我哋嘅。
And believe that God really wants to bless you to be a blessing to others.
我哋要相信咧，神要祝福我哋，以致我哋可以祝福其他人。
And to develop a ministry mindset that says, wherever I am is my mission field.
我哋開始咧有一個咁嘅意念，就係咧我喺邊度，嗰度就係我宣教嘅工場。
Who does God want me to serve? Who does God want me to touch? Who does God want me to reach?
我喺度嗰個宣教工場就我而家喺度嘅地方，我就問神啊，神啊，要你我服侍邊個？你要我觸摸邊個？你要我嚟到咧贏得邊個
？That's point one.
依個第一點。
Let God break through your personal barriers, whatever they may be.
容許神咧嚟到突破你自己個人嘅限制。
Point number two.
第二點。
Be clear on your mission.
你咧要清晰你嘅使命。
Yesterday we looked at a passage that summarizes that mission.
昨晚咧我哋咧睇一段經文咧，已經咧將個使命講得好清楚。
It was in Matthew chapter 28.
馬太福音28章。
Where Jesus said to go and make disciples.
耶稣话你们要去使万民作我的门徒。
What is a disciple?
乜嘢系门徒咧
？It's defined right there in the passage.
嗰个段经文就已经好清楚讲俾我哋听。
Helping someone to become a fully devoted follower of Jesus.
就帮助一个人咧，你完全跟随耶稣。
You baptize him and then teach him to obey everything that Jesus has commanded.
你同佢施洗，然后咧就咧教导佢一切耶稣所吩咐嘅嘢。
So what is our mission?
所以我哋嘅使命系咩？
It's to make more and better disciples.
就系我哋要更多嘅门徒，要咧呢啲门徒要成为更好嘅门徒。
How do we do that?
我哋点样咁样做咧？
We do it by starting and multiplying small groups.
当然我哋咁样做咧，就要咧开始小组，然后你见到啲小组要繁殖。
Little Christian communities, sometimes they're called cell groups.
呢啲一个细堆细小堆小堆嘅一个基督徒嘅群体，我哋叫佢咧叫做小组。
And we're also called to multiply churches.
神咧亦都叫我哋咧要繁殖教会。
And so we're to multiply disciples and groups and churches all over the place.
所以我哋需要到处咧嚟到咧开始同埋繁殖嘅细胞小组嘅繁殖教会，繁殖呢一堆嘅呢啲嘅基督徒嘅群体。
I used to tell our people when I was teaching them in our newcomers class as a pastor.
我咧喺教嗰啲洗礼班嘅时候。
I want you to know so well what our church purpose is.
我同你讲，我话我要你清清楚咁明白，我哋教会嘅意象系乜嘢
？That is to make more and better disciples.
我哋教会意象咧，就要咧嚟到带领更加多人做耶稣嘅门徒，而嗰啲门徒咧要做更好嘅门徒。
I want you to know that so clearly. That if I were to call you up in the middle of the night and ask you what's the purpose of our church, you'd be able to tell me right away.
我要你清清楚楚明白，明白到清楚到咧，我半夜三更打电话俾你，你突然之间攞起电话，你就可以噏得出呢个意象。
Even if you're half asleep, you'd know right away to say more and better disciples.
就算咧你咧都唔系真系醒嘅，仲喺度发紧梦咧，你都可以话呢个意象俾我听。
Now, I never did that.
當然我冇咁樣做過。
The reason is I knew if I did, the next night I'd get a telephone call at 2:00 in the morning.
因為我知道如果我咁樣做過咧，第二晚咧就佢又會整蠱翻我，打電話半夜三更係叫醒我講意象。
But be clear on your mission.
不過你要清晰你嘅意象。
We are here on earth to make more and better disciples.
我哋今日神摆我哋嘅世上，要叫更多人做耶稣门徒，而呢啲门徒要做更好嘅门徒。
That's one task that we cannot do in heaven.
呢一个工作系我哋喺天堂做唔到嘅。
Almost everything else the church is supposed to do can be done in heaven and done better in heaven than on earth.
教会所要做所有其他嘅工作，差唔多喺天堂都可以做，同埋天堂会做得更加好。
I love the worship here tonight, but guess what? Worship's going to be better in heaven.
Oh, 今晚嘅敬拜唔错系咪？嘿，好，不过天堂嘅我敬拜会更加好。
Fellowship's good here on earth, but guess what? It's going to be better in heaven.
喺世上嗰种群体生活非常好，可以系好好，不过天上嘅群体生活必定会更好。
We can get to know God here on earth. We're going to know Him better in heaven.
Wow, 在世上我们会认识我们神，但是天上我们会认识的更多。
But guess what we can't do in heaven?
但是天上有一件事我们做不到。
We can't introduce more people to Jesus.
我们不可以将更多人带到耶稣面前。
See, if it weren't for the fact that we're here on a mission, it would make more sense that God would just take us right to heaven as soon as we receive Christ.
如果神唔系摆我哋喺呢度咧有使命嘅话咧，咁我哋一信耶稣咧，神就应该俾我哋即刻升天啊！主。
But we're here on a mission.
但神摆我哋喺呢度咧系有使命。
Number three.
第三。
Cultivate compassion.
就我哋要培养一个怜悯。
Remember how I defined compassion last night?
咁琴晚我哋讲咗怜悯系乜嘢？
Having your heart break over what breaks the heart of God.
怜悯呢就是呢容许我们的心呢和耶稣的心一起破碎。
If we have true compassion, it will definitely change how we act, how we live.
如果我们真的有怜悯的心，我们的心破碎是为着耶稣，令到耶稣破碎那些东西来到破碎呢，我们心灵会改变。
You know one of the problems we have?
你知我哋嘅其中嘅問題係咩啊
？Nearsightedness，
就我哋近視。
We don't see all the needs around us。
我哋睇唔到我哋四周圍嗰啲需要。
In Luke chapter 14 verses 12 to 14, Jesus tells his disciples something。
路加十四章十二至十二十四節，耶穌同門徒咁樣講。
He says when you throw a party，
佢話如果你要 party 咧。
Don't just invite your friends and your relatives and all the people you know.
你要开 party， 唔好单单请你嘅朋友啊，你啲亲戚啊，你所认识嘅人。
Because they'll just pay you back.
因为如果唔系咧，佢你下一次佢哋开 party 就会请翻你去噶啦。
But go out into the streets and invite the cripple and the poor and the needy.
佢话你需要咧走出去咧揾嗰啲咧系瘸腿嘅嗰啲咧乞衣啊嗰啲啊邀请佢翻嚟。
Because they can't pay you back.
因为这班人呢，没能力请你。
You know, there was a group of young marrieds at a church in Los Angeles.
在洛杉矶呢，有一班的单身的人。
And every week they would have a potluck dinner.
每一个星期呢，他们会打边炉。
And they would carry in all their dishes.
他们呢就会呢叫每一个人呢带些东西来吃。
And quite literally, they would have to walk over the homeless people that were outside of the church.
他们呢每一次呢都要经过呢一些的露宿者。
And so they would have to walk over them to bring in their dish so they'd enjoy their good dinner.
那么有的时候呢这些露宿者阻住街道他们呢要搭过这些人呢然后一路先至可以去到那个人家带这些食物去。
And then the Lord convicted them.
那么有一天呢神呢给他们呢心里面呢是悔改。
Through this verse in Luke chapter 14.
神就用一段的经文来到跟他们讲笑。
And so they began to invite the homeless in to join them for their dinner.
所以他们开始呢就邀请这些露宿者进来跟他们一起吃东西。
And then as they had the dinner, they would have people strolling around with guitars and singing music and other kinds of things to make it a nice atmosphere.
咁當我哋食嘢嘅時候咧，有啲弟兄姊妹咧會咧彈下吉他、唱下歌啊，個氣氛非常好。
And this group now feeds more hungry people in that city than the only group that's more is the Salvation Army.
咁而家咧，除咗救世军之外咧，呢班人咧系最关心穷人喺个城市里边最喂养嗰啲嘅冇嘢食嘅人。
One group from one church。
呢个只系一间教会里边嘅一班嘅基督徒。
Simply because they opened their eyes and said there's a need。
点解佢哋可以做到呢个事工？就因为佢哋开始打开嘅眼睛，见到咧原来有咁嘅需要。
That's one of the things that the Hong Kong Church does well.
今日咧，香港教会需要咁样样。
Looks out to see where there's places they can meet social needs.
我哋需要咧，出去睇下到底呢个社会入边有咩需要。
And in the years to come, there may be even more opportunities for that kind of ministry.
将来求主咧，俾我哋咧呢啲方面咧越做越好。
Open your eyes to see what the needs are around you.
弟兄姊妹，我哋需要打开我哋眼睛，睇下四周围人嘅需要。
Because as the church ministers to the needs of hurting people,
因为如果教会咧可以掂到呢啲嘅伤痛人嗰种嘅生命力嘅话
，it authenticates the gospel.
嗰个福音嘅能力，福音嘅真实性先至可以被证实。
You know, sometimes it's hard for us to understand the pain that people suffer.
有時我哋好難去明白人心入邊嗰種痛楚。
You know, if you want to help people understand some of these difficulties that people face, why don't you try this at the next dinner that you have at your church?
如果我哋好想幫助啲人明白其他人嘅痛楚咧，下一次咧你教會入邊咧有聚會嘅時候咧，聚餐嘅時候，你可以試下依樣嘢。
Divide the group into five parts.
你可以將你教會個聚餐嗰班人咧分為五組。
The first group blindfold the people。
第一組咧，你將佢哋咧用手巾綁住佢眼。
The second group tie their hands behind their backs。
第二組咧，佢哋手咧就綁喺佢哋嘅後面。
Tell the third group that they cannot speak。
第三組咧就話俾佢聽唔可以出聲。
Tell the fourth group or give the fourth group earplugs so they can't hear。
第四組咧嚟到塞住佢哋耳仔，聽唔到啊。
And then for the fifth group, provide wheelchairs for them。
第五組咧綁住佢哋喺輪椅上高，佢哋出唔到嚟。
And tell them they can't get out of those wheelchairs。
同佢哋話唔可以出嚟嘅，一定坐輪椅。
Except if they need to go to the toilet。
除非你要去廁所，咁我哋都可以原諒你。
And even then, they cannot use their legs for any support.
就算你去廁所都唔可以用腳嘅，你要用辦法咧，唔用腳咧去廁所。
And have them go ahead then and have your dinner.
跟住咧，叫佢哋去食飯啦。
It'll create an awareness of the needs that people with disabilities face.
如果你咁样做咧，嗰班人咧好快咧就会敏感到咧，原来咧伤残人士嗰种嘅需要系几咁大。
It'll help increase your compassion, your empathy.
又会帮助我哋咧更扩阔我哋嘅心肠，俾我哋咧更加有怜悯嘅心。
Because you would only have to deal with this disability for an evening.
因为咧你咧虽然系咁唔方便，只系一晚食饭嗰段时间系唔方便嘅啫。
Imagine what it would be like to deal with that day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out, with no hope of relief.
你想象如果咧，你每一日、每一个星期、每一个月、每一年咧，系冇盼望可以嚟到改变，日日都要面对咁嘅不方便，会点咧？
I know one church that allowed their junior high kids to be homeless for 4 days.Outside the church.
有一间教会咧，就容许佢青年团契嗰啲弟兄姊妹咧，就咧掟佢哋出屋噶，俾佢哋四日咧做露宿者。
And all they had was a little bit of food and some water to drink, and that's it.
又俾咗少少食物佢，又俾啲水佢饮，跟住咧俾樽水佢，咁啊掟佢出街啦，四日唔好翻嚟。
That helps create an awareness.
呢班人咧就开始好敏感咧露宿者嗰种需要。
Cultivate compassion.
所以我哋需要咧培养呢个怜悯。
Do a study of your area around you and see what needs can you find. They're all around.
你教会四周围咧有好多有需要嘅人，你可以咧去行下去睇下，去揾下到底有咩需要。
Number four.
第四。
Seek God's guidance and empowerment.
我哋求主带领我哋，同埋咧俾能力我哋。
We need to seek what God would have us to do.
我哋要求主，问候主，主啊，到底你要我做乜嘢？
As we see the needs of people around us, we need to begin to pray and say, Lord, what is it that you have for me?
当我哋见到咁多需要嘅时候，我哋需要祈祷，你话神啊，到底你要我做啲乜嘢？
Find out what it is God is up to.
到底神啊，你想做啲乜嘢？
If Jesus were walking in your situation and walking alongside of you,What would he see?
如果耶稣在你身边同你一起行的时候，他会见到什么？
What would he feel?
到底耶稣见到那些东西的时候，他有什么感受呢？
What would he be doing?
他又会有什么反应呢？
Perhaps Jesus has placed you right where you are so that those things would get done.
可能耶稣就摆你在你现在的岗位那里，以致你可以做到耶稣很想成就的事。
As you pray about these things, ask God for a big dream.
当你咁样祈祷嘅时候，你求主，主啊，俾我大嘅梦想我。
Like Jabez, feel free to ask God to show you a big thing that He wants to do.
好似亚比斯一样咧，你求主啊，主啊，俾我能够见到你到底要做点样用我呢个生命。
Ask God to give you a vision that stretches you.
哦，主啊，俾个意象我大到咧，令到我咧更加要扩阔。
I've always prayed, I said, Lord, I pray that you bless my life in such a way that when people look at it, they would be amazed and they would say, only God could have done that.
我就祈祷我神啊，你祝福我生命到个地步咧，哇！啲人见到我咧就会觉得，哇！原来神系咁伟大噶。
Isn't that what you want?
你系咪想咁？
Don't you want God to bless your life in such a way that people would say, wow, God is really at work here?
哇，你想不想神祝福你啊？你的生命灿烂到呢，啲人见到你呢就说，哇，真是劲啊。
So just don't play it safe.
所以你不要呢，安安全全。
Open your eyes.
打开你眼睛。
Open your ears.
擘大个耳仔。
Look for opportunities.
啊，看一下有什么机会。
One leader said it this way, he said, God, you are never used of God to bring blessing until he's opened your eyes to see things like God sees them.
有一个基督徒领袖说，神呢永远不会用我们去做到神的工作，如果我们呢不打开我们眼睛去看到神看到的东
西。Think of Nehemiah.
你想想耶利米。
He had a pretty important job.
哇，耶利米先知，哇，他工作都非常重要，是吗？
He was the cupbearer to the king.
他是一个王那个的，帮他递杯的人。
Now actually, you know what that job really was all about.
其实那个工作不是只是递杯那么简单。他的工作是很贪的，所有王的食物他都要吃下，所有王喝的酒他都要喝下，跟着喝完了，吃完了，那些人就看他。等下睇佢死未？啊，唔死咧，王就可以食。
Can you imagine that job？
等你谂下呢个工作几咁重要。
You get to eat on the job, but you don't know if you're going to get killed。
哇！你又一路做嘢，一路去食嘢，一路做嘢，一路饮嘢，几叹咧
？But it was actually a fairly prestigious position because you get close to the king。
呢一个系非常高尚嘅工作，因为咧喺就喺王身边，系咪？
Yeah, because this guy would rely upon you pretty big time.
因为呢个王咧真系依赖我噶啦，如果唔系我咧，佢可能瓜咗噶啦。
Nehemiah entertained some friends.
你耶利米咧，可能咧有啲朋友嚟同佢一齐。
And he found out the walls of Jerusalem were in ruins.
咁啊，佢咧同啲朋友倾偈嘅时候咧，就发觉咧，哇！这个耶路撒冷呢个嘅城门啊，城墙咧就已经烂晒。
And he was very sad.
但他就心里面很伤心。
He was heartbroken.
他心呢破碎。
And so he began to pray.
他就开始祷告。
and began to confess his sin and confess the sin of his people.
他在神面前呢就认罪啊，唔单止为自己罪嚟到认啊，亦都认咗佢子民嘅罪。
And God began to give him a vision that maybe he could be the one to go back and rebuild those walls.
神就开始俾个意象俾佢，会唔会呢啊，神要用我嚟到咧重建咧呢个城墙呢？
And so he began to pray that the Lord would give him opportunity.
他就开始祷告啊，神啊，你俾机会我咁做。
And the Lord gave him that opportunity.
神就开始俾个机会佢。
And he was ready.
耶利米准备好啦。
Because he was being guided by the Spirit of God.
因为神嘅灵系带领紧佢。
See, one of the important questions I think we need to ask in prayer.
所以当我哋祷告嘅时候，我哋好需要咧问一个好重要嘅问题。
If you knew you couldn't fail.
如果你知道你必定唔会失败
，What would you do for the glory of God？
你会为神嘅荣耀做啲乜嘢咧
？Let me repeat the question。
再问一次
，If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do for the glory of God？
如果你知道你做呢样嘢一定会成功嘅，你会为神嘅荣耀去做啲乜嘢咧
？Paul writes, "I can do all things through Him who gives me strength."
保罗话咧，我咧靠着那加给我力量的。凡事都能做。
If God could ever really have His way in your life and in your ministry over the next 10 years,
如果嚟紧十年，神咧可以咧掌管你嘅生命，掌管你嘅事工
，What would look different？
有咩改变呢
？What would feel different？
有咩感觉会唔同呢
？What would in fact be different？
有咩嘅侍奉同埋你嘅生命会系改变呢？
See, this is the faith walk with God.
所以我哋同神同行咧，系凭信心嘅。
And God wants to bless you and use you far more than you can even imagine.
神要用你啊，神要祝福你啊，超越你而家可以想象。
You have certain skills and gifts.
当然，每一个人都有你嘅能力，你有你嘅恩赐。
God has placed you uniquely in certain parts of society.
神咧将你摆喺个世界嘅唔同嘅啊一个岗位上高。
God has allowed you to see things that other people cannot see.
神可以俾你睇到一啲嘢，人哋睇唔到嘅。
And just like Nehemiah, God has strategically placed you to be able to make a difference right where you are.
就好似耶利米一样，神摆你喺个岗位，就要你做到一啲嘢，只有你可以做到嘅。
Can you see what God would want to do?
你睇唔睇到神到底想透过你做啲乜嘢咧
？To seek God's guidance and empowerment.
你需要寻求神啊，神啊，你引导我，神啊，你俾能力我。
Number five.
第五。
Focus on knowing and doing the will of God.
你要集中去明白同埋去实践神嘅旨意。
My father was an engineer.
我个爸爸系工程师。
Engineers are interesting people.
工程师啊，系啊，好有趣嘅人。
They will explain, you know, how everything works.
佢哋咧乜嘢嘢都有个解释，解释俾你听点解呢样嘢会咁样运作。
And they'll sometimes give you a lot more detail than you care to know.
有阵时咧，佢讲得太详细咧，觉得好闷啊。
If you ask an engineer what time it is,
你问佢哎几点钟啊
？They may describe how a watch works.
佢就解释嗱呢个表咧点样运作嘅咧？嗱，如果打开个表咧，入边咧就有一啲嘅针啊，好唔烦啊。
That's the way it is with my father. He would go on and on and on and on about all sorts of stuff.
我个爸爸就系咁噶啦，即系好烦嘅，讲嘅好沉嘅，啊，讲得好长嘅。
We got this, so we numbered the different things that he would tell us, so that we could just go shorthand. You know, that's number 13. You know, or this is number 4.
因为佢成日好沉啊，好成日重复自己，所以我已经知道啊，佢每讲一样嘢咧，我哋将啊佢已经啊摆咗号数啊。佢讲到咁上，哎，爸爸，你讲我第四号，我讲第六号。
But the one day I asked my father, I said, "Dad, what's success to you?"
有一日我问我爸爸，爸爸到底你认为乜嘢叫成功
？And he said, Bob, success to me is simply this.
佢话 Bob 成功咧就系好简单嘅啫。
Find out what God wants you to do and do it.
成功就系咧揾出神到底要你做啲乜嘢，你去做，咁就成功啦。
No long speech.
啊，原来佢啊唔系讲得好长喎，今次。
One simple sentence.
一句说话。
That's probably why I remembered it.
所以我相信我又记得佢讲嘅说话。
I've never heard a simpler definition of success.
我从未听过一个咁简单嘅成功嘅定义。
Yeah, I've never heard one that's more profound.
但系非常非常有深度。
Because success is simply to find out what God wants you to do and do it.
因为叫成功咧，成功就系揾到神要你做嗰样嘢就去做，就系呢个叫成功啦。
And to accomplish that, we need to be able to walk with God day by day.
当然要咁样做嘅时候咧，我哋需要咧日日咧同神同行，系咪
？Ephesians 5 verses 15 to 17 it says this.
以弗所书第五章第十五至十七节咁样讲。
Be very careful then how you live.
他说你要小心你怎样生活。
Not as unwise, but as wise.
你不要做个蠢人，要做个聪明人。
Making the most of every opportunity.
你要咧把握每一个时机。
Because the days are evil.
因为咧这个时代是黑暗。
Make the most of your time, it says, because the days are evil.
所以圣经话你咧，因为今个时代咧系充满罪恶，所以你把握每一个时机。
And it goes on to explain how to do that. It says, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
跟住呢他就解释你怎样可以这样做呢就是呢跟住他就说你要明白神的心意是什么。
See, that requires time and listening prayer.
这件事需要时间我们去聆听神跟我们讲话。
Jesus modeled that for us.
当然耶稣呢就是一个好榜样。
He'd get up and get away and pray and discern what is the Father wanted him to do.
他一早朝早就起身啦，佢啊走去旷野祈祷啊，聆听到底神要我做啲乜嘢。
We need to do the same.
我哋都需要咁样。
In John chapter 15, Jesus describes it as abiding in Him.
约翰福音十五章话咧，我哋要常在他里边。
And as we abide in Him, we will bear much fruit.
当我们常在祂里面的时候我们就会多结果子
Fruit that remains.
但这些果子会留住
And so therefore we focus on doing the will of God.
所以我们需要集中去做神的心意
Now one of the ways that happens is we have to break a big dream into smaller pieces.
我们做到神的心意有一件事很重要我们将一个很大的梦想分为一些小决
To take it into smaller steps.
一步一步嚟。
I sometimes call this the need for bifocal vision.
我有时叫呢个咧，叫做咧，需要有双重嘅眼镜。
This became apparent to me after I went to my eye doctor.
我咧就去睇我嘅呢个眼医啊。就有一日咧，就了解原来有咁嘅事。
And I discovered that although my eyes were healthy, that within a few years I'm going to need eyeglasses.
我发觉咧，原来咧我眼睛虽然咧系相当唔错，不过咧我咧迟少少咧就需要个眼镜要改变啦。
He said, "Don't worry, Bob. It's nothing that bothersome. It's just part of the process of getting old."
佢话阿爸唔系好大件事啫，人开始老就系咁噶啦。
And I said, "Thank you so much, Doctor Encouragement."
我话多谢你，医生，你真系好识鼓励人啊。
And yet, as I reflected on it, I realized that we as believers need to be able to see far away towards what God wants, and we also need to be able to see near.So we know what the next steps are.
我就发觉咧，而家呢个都有个教导喎。原来咧，我哋做人咧，需要咧可以睇到远嘅，但同时间亦都需要睇到前面嗰一步。
If all you do is walk around like this,
如果你行到咧，只睇到前面嗰一步嘅
，you're going to get lost.
你会咧撞头都唔知道。
You'll bump into people.
你会咧撞人啊！
If all you do is look way far away,
但如果你咧睇咧只睇望好远嘅
，you could start proudly walking.
你咧喺度行紧嘅时候
，and walk right off the edge.
你跌落去你都唔知。
You need to do both.
所以两样嘢你都需要。
Look out.
你需要望远
，and look down.
你都需要望前面。
That takes a big goal and breaks it down into little steps.
所以我哋需要一个好大嘅目标，但系咧我哋需要。按步咧嚟到分解佢。
See, planning is God's idea.
所以计划咧系神嘅谂出嚟嘅嘅嘢嚟嘅。
And only a fool doesn't plan.
就系蠢人先冇计划嘅。
And so therefore, we cooperate with the Spirit of God to order our lives in a way that helps us accomplish more effectively what it is He wants.
所以我哋好需要咧同神合作啊，就能够明白咧到底神要我哋做啲乜嘢，一步一步去做。
That's why they were called the Methodists.
所以呢班嘅循道为你嘅人咧，佢哋嘅名叫循道嘅意思咧，就系咧佢哋好多嘅方法，清楚明白方法。
They had steps to follow.
佢哋有一步一步一步嘅方法
to accomplish the dream.
以至可以完成个梦想。
Number six,
第六啦。
Start where you are.
就从你而家呢度开始。
Take the first step.
你行第一步。
Don't be afraid of failure.
唔好怕失败。
You know, sometimes we get paralyzed by fear.
有阵时咧，恐惧令到我哋咧唔识喐。
I began to study Chinese wisdom literature when I was a number of years ago。
啊，几年前咧，我开始嚟到啊研究中国嘅一啲嘅啊智慧文化。
The research base was not real sophisticated。
咁啊，我去研究嗰个基础咧，点个方法咧就唔系好有。不是很高深的。
You're probably aware that in Chinese restaurants in the United States, they have the little fortune cookie that comes at the end of the meal.
在美国呢，如果你是中国餐馆吃完东西之后呢，他就会给一个的饼你的。
I know you don't do that here in most other places around the world, but in the United States, you do.
香港是全世界都没有的，就是美国是这么快的，他以为中国人吃饼，那么原来给块饼你。
And inside the fortune cookie is a little same.
在这块饼里面呢，有张纸的，给你讲一些智慧言语。
Most of the time, it says something that's kind of frivolous.
咁啊，多数嗰啲嘢都系好无聊嘅啫。
You will see a man with black hair today.
啊，譬如话今日你会见到一个人有黑头发。
Tell me later what you said.
I said.
But every once in a while, you come across something that's really good. You can use it in sermons.
但系耐唔耐咧，有啲真系好有智慧嚟讲到都可以讲嘅。
Here's one.
其中一句说话系咁嘅样。
Opened it up.
我打开佢。
Read it.
就读。
You must begin where you are. You cannot start from anywhere else.
呢句说话就话咧，你冇可能从另外一个地方开始，你只可以开始从你而家呢度开始。
It's true, isn't it?
都挺有智慧的。
Doesn't matter where you are. If God has given you a vision, God begins to show you something to do. Guess what you got to do?
啊，无论你喺边度，如果神俾咗个意象你，你要开始，你从边度开始咧
？You got to take the first step.
你而家从你嗰度开始啦，就要行第一步啦，系咪
？You don't take the first step, you're not going anywhere.
如果你唔行第一步，你有冇可能行到咧
？But to do that means you might fall down.
但你行第一步可能咧啊会掼低喎。
But you know what? If you're not falling, you're not learning.
但你知道如果你唔跌咧，你就永远学唔到嘢。
Those aren't my words. Those are the words of a ski instructor.
依一句说话唔系我讲嘅，系一个教滑雪嗰个教练讲嘅。
If you want to learn how to ski, you got to be willing to fall down.
如果你学识滑雪，你就必须要愿意跌倒。
If you want to learn to ride a bike, you got to be willing to fall over.
你一定，如果你想学踩单车，你一定唔好怕跌落去。
But see, that takes risk.
咁啊，当然冒险啦。
Takes risk. What can you begin to do now?
咁我想问你咧，你而家可以开始做啲乜嘢咧
？You could start taking prayer walks.
你可以开始咧嚟到咧啊步行嚟祷告。
Do you know what a prayer walk is?
你知唔知点样一路行去祈祷
？You go around and you pray that God would come into this place and God would bless this particular family and this sort of thing. You would walk up and down the halls of your place where you live and pray for the homes that are there. You could walk the streets and pray.
你可以咧喺呢个大厦嗰度咧，嗰啲走廊嗰度咧嚟到行啊，然后咧为咧四周围嗰啲嘅门户啊入边嗰啲人咧嚟到祷告啊，每一个单位嚟祷告，或者咧你喺大厦附近嗰度行啊，为呢度去大厦四周围嚟到祷告啊，或者你可以去长洲啊，或者你可以去大屿山啊，咁啊到处去行去祈祷。
Having Ben is a wonderful translator.
He 讲得好好啊，好讲完。
Sometimes though you wonder if he's just preaching his own sermon or actually translating what we're saying here.
啊，佢唔够信心啊，对我。
It doesn't matter if God did it.
就会原谅佢嘅。
Let me give you some training.For prayer walking.
我就喺度訓練下大家點樣去步行祈禱。
It's really quite simple. How many of you can pray? Let me see your hand.
呢個幾多人識祈禱嘅？請舉手。
Prayer is simply talking to God, okay?
祈禱就係同神講嘢，係咪？
Second, how many of you can walk?
第二樣嘢，幾多人識行路嘅？請舉手。
Okay, now here's the tough part.
嗱，而家就最難㗎啦，最難一步。
How many of you can pray and walk at the same time?
幾多人可以又行又祈禱嘅？請舉手。
2/3 of you, that's pretty good.
三分之一要瞓喺度祈祷啊。
The rest of you can work on it.
其他嗰啲咧就可以枕坐喺度祈祷。
But frankly, that's something you can do right now, isn't it?
咁啊，其实呢样嘢我哋可以而家就开始系咪？
I notice you do a lot of walking in Hong Kong.
我知道香港人咧，我发觉香港人咧行好多路嘅。
You can pray as you walk.
我哋可以一路行一路祷告。
You can use that as a ministry.
你呢个可以就成为你其中一个侍奉。
You know that it can even go one step further.
你可以咧再去多一步。
You can engage in prayer evangelism.
你可以咧做祷告布道。
You know how you do that?
点样做祷告布道
？You just pray for the needs of people around you.
你就咧为你四周围嗰啲人嘅需要祷告就得啦。
Find out somebody's sick, you say, hey, do you mind if I say a prayer for you right now?
你找到一个病人，你说，喂，我可不可以为你祈祷啊？
You don't have to get all weird about it, go, oh, Lord, heal, be healed.
你不需要呢，怪怪地的嘛，哦，神啊，医他，医他，医他，医他。
You don't have to do that.
你不需要这样。
You can just say, Lord, would you be pleased that this touch this person and help bring healing and health to them?
神啊，你可不可以就触摸他，又带他的疾病离开他，使他可以做个健康的人。
Right where you are, you can just begin to pray. You know, people receive that.
所以咧，你就到处咧，你可以为人嘅需要祈祷。嗰啲人咧，其实好中意咧，人哋为你祈祷嘅，人系中意你祝福佢嘅。
Because when they're hurting, they'll want any help they can get.
因为如果人咧创伤嘅时候咧，佢好想咧任何帮助佢都想要嘅。
You know, in India, that's what they do.
喺印度咧，佢哋就咁样做。
They go into villages and they begin to say, "Is there anything we can pray with you about?"
印度咧，佢进入一个村落啊，一个城市咧，佢哋咧就揾到啲人咧，就话俾你听，我有冇咩可以为你祈祷。
And they see God begin to answer prayer.
佢哋见到神咧，真系听祷告啊。
And that's even happening in places here in Hong Kong and in China.
而香港都系咁样发生紧，中国大陆又咁样样。
And God will answer prayers.
神就会听祷告。
But you know what else you can do?
仲有咩可以做咧？
You can even invite people to begin to pray to the Christian God.
你仲可以邀请人哋咧，哇！你都可以为人祈祷喎。虽然佢未信耶稣，都可以为人祈祷，向耶稣祈祷。
Try it for 30 days.
你试下三十日，你咁样做。
Don't pray to your normal ones. Pray to the Christian God and see if your prayers aren't more powerful.
你试下啦，三十日咧，唔好向嗰个观音祷告，你咧向耶稣祷告，系咪劲啲咧？
What better way to introduce people to God than having to start talking to them?
哇！如果你好想佢认识耶稣，哇！教佢点样同耶稣开始讲嘢系最好噶啦，系咪？
You can start building relationships with those that are not yet Christians.
所以你可以咧，亦都咧可以开始同一啲未信耶稣嘅人开始建立关系。
How many of you go to school？
呢度几多人翻学嘅
？Do you realize that you're right in a mission field, right where you are？
你知唔知学校咧就系你嘅宣教工场
？How many of you go to work？
几多人翻工嘅？
You're right in a mission field, right where you are.
哇！你个翻工嘅地方就系你宣教工场。
How many of you go shopping?
有几多人去买嘢嘅
That's a mission field.
嗰個又係你宣教工場。
Somebody said, "Yeah, I want that mission field. I want to go shopping in my mission field."
有人話：好，我最中意嗰個宣教工場啦 ，shopping 最好啦。
Oh, here I am, Lord, send me.
我只要喺度，請你差派我出去 shopping。
But you can start building relationships with people that don't know Christ.
你可以開始咧，同一啲唔信耶穌嘅人開始建立關係。
Do you know that about 90% of people who become Christians do so because of the influence of a friend or a relative?
你知唔知啊？今日咧有人統計咧，就係咧信耶穌嘅人90%信耶穌，就因為咧有一個佢嘅朋友或者親戚咧係先信耶穌，而介紹佢信。
So be a friend.
所以你可以做個朋友
，make a friend.
啊，同人做 friend.
And bring a friend to Christ.
又帶個 friend 咧信耶穌。
That's a starting point.
依個係一個好嘅開始。
Do you realize all the contacts that are represented just in this room?
你知唔知啊？我哋喺依度在座嘅咁多人，你所接觸嘅或者你所認識嘅人。
Those of you that are lay people, you can get into places your pastor can never get into.
你知唔知啊？你所認識嘅人咧，係咧你嘅牧者咧，永遠唔會認識嘅。你可以去到啲地方，牧者唔敢去嘅。
And you're Christ's representative in that place.
而咧，你喺嗰度就代表耶穌。
As people start coming to Christ, you can start a cell group or a small group, whatever you call it, doesn't matter.
哇，有人信耶穌嘅時候咧，就開始個小組係咪啊？你可以叫乜小組都得，祈禱小組啊，乜啊，即係細胞小組又好。
And then you can see these group grow, and you can begin to reach out to others and see the group grow and multiply.
哇，你開始見到呢啲組咧越嚟多人啊，跟住咧你又見到呢個組咧可以咧開始變為兩個組。
The group starts multiplying, and guess what?
呢啲组咧开始繁殖嘅时候，点会发生咧
？It can get gathered into a congregation, a new church.
哇！你原来咧，你可以开始一个新嘅教会。
It's not that complicated.
其实唔系好复杂嘅啫。
See, first you start multiplying disciples.
然后开始咧，先咧带人做耶稣嘅门徒。
Then you start multiplying cells.
你繁殖门徒之后咧，你可以繁殖小组。
Then you start multiplying congregations.
繁殖小组之后可以繁殖咧呢个会众。
And then you have a church multiplication movement.
跟住咧，你就可以繁殖教会，有一个繁殖教会嘅运动。
And if there's going to be a church multiplication movement starting in Hong Kong, it's going to start with people that are not the clergy.
如果咧有一个咧繁殖呢个职堂嘅运动喺香港咧，我话俾你听，开始个运动唔系牧师开始嘅，一定要系你哋。
So you got to take a risk.
所以你要冒险啊。
You know there was a survey done of 95-year-olds.
啊，有一个人有一个嘅研究咧，就研究呢啲九十五岁嘅人。
They had to look around a lot to find them.
當然他們要找 很多地方才找到這麼多95歲的人，是
不是？ They asked him one question.
不過他找到95歲的人呢，就問他一個問題。
What would you do differently if you could live your life over again?
如果你可以再活你一生，你會有什麼你會是改變呢？
Good question, isn't it?
這個是一個好的問題。
For somebody who's 95, I'd be interested to hear their wisdom.
哇！如果佢已经95岁啦，我都好想听下佢嘅智慧嘅说话。
They said three things.
啊，佢研究结果咧就有三样嘢。
Number one,
第一
，they would reflect more.
佢哋会更多反省。
They would slow down their life so they have more time to think.
佢哋嘅生命嘅速度，佢哋好想慢落少少咧，以致佢可以更多时间去谂。
Number two,
第二
they would risk more.
他们会冒更多险
They wouldn't play it so safe.
他们不想那么安全
They'd go for it.
他们会试一下
And number three,
第三
they would give their life to that which lasts.
他们会投资的生命呢是一些永恒的东西上工
That's great counsel, isn't it?
哇，这个真是非常好的辅导给我们，是不是？
Reflect more,
多啲回想
，risk more,
冒多啲险
，and give your life to that which lasts.
同埋咧，投资你生命喺嗰啲咧永恒嘅嘢。
I would say that's good counsel for us today.
我相信呢个对我哋系非常好嘅辅导。
Number seven,
第七
，team up with others,
同其他人咧成为一个队工。
You don't have to do it all by yourself.
你唔需要自己一個人做啦。
Teamwork is God's idea.
隊工咧係神嘅心意嚟嘅。
So if you're an introvert like me,
所以如果你好內向，好似我一樣。
Find an extrovert like them.
你揾一個好外向嘅人，好似阿伯。
And together, you can take the world.
一齊咧，我哋贏低呢個世界。
He'll be busy meeting people. He'll be busy thinking and figuring out what to do next.
啊，佢咧就會咧慢慢喺度啊啊同人傾偈，做一個咁樣諗緊啊點樣做咧。
Teamwork, God's idea.
啊，依一個咧係隊工，依個神嘅心意。
If you look at the book of Nehemiah, you'll see a great example of teamwork.
如果睇尼希米書咧，有好多好好嘅教導關於隊工。
It's sort of chapter 3 gives you a good illustration of it.
尼希米書第三章講俾我聽非常好嘅例子關於隊工。
List all the people that helped in building this wall.
嗰度咧講到好多好多人啊，幫助咧起城牆。
In my English Bible, the word next to appears some 17 times.
在英文聖經呢，在他隔離啊，這個講法呢，重複了17次。
See, God gets his work done to advance his kingdom, not as we go out just as individuals, but we go out side by side, step by step, and rebuild the wall.
神要我們完成神的工作的時候呢，不是我們一個人去做，但是我們呢，要一起去做。在身边大家咧拍住咧一齐去完成神嘅工作。
It's a team effort，
系队工。
So you don't have to do it all by yourself。
所以唔需要自己一个人做。
I got a marvelous team in the U.S. that helps me。
喺美国咧，我有一个非常好嘅队工帮助我。
I got people in different parts of the world that I team up with。
喺个世界咧，喺唔同嘅地方咧，我同佢咧合作做队工。
You know, there's a guy that was the first amputee to climb Mount Rainier.
Mount what?
Rainier. It's a mountain in the U.S.
啊，喺美國咧一個好高嘅山，叫做依個 Rainier 山。有一個依個弟兄咧，第一個咧係傷殘人士咧，係爬上依個山頂。
It's like 4,300 meters, something like that.
啊，佢咧就個腳咧俾人鋸咗嘅。咁咧，佢咧就how many feet？
Meters。
How many meters？
4,300。
4,300 米高嘅山。
It's something like that。
差唔多咁多。
Give or take a few meters。
加一兩。
I'm converting from feet to meters in my head right at the moment。
佢以為我哋用米嘅，不過我哋中用尺係咪
？Pushing compute and it wasn't coming up too well 。
所以佢計數唔係好識計。
But this was the first person that walked up that high mountain on one leg and two crutches。
依個係第一個咧，佢係冇咗一隻腳嘅人咧，係用兩個拐杖，然後咧又爬上依個山嘅。
And when asked by the reporters, "What did you learn?" In this celebrated achievement that you have accomplished.
當佢完成嘅時候，嗰啲記者問佢：到底你喺依一個咧咁困難嘅事咧，但係你成功咗啦，而家慶祝啦，你到底覺得自己學到啲乜嘢
？He said very simply, "You can't do it alone."
佢講得好簡單講一句説話，佢話一個人不能自己成就。
You can't do it alone.
你唔能夠自己成就。
Teamwork.
一定要隊工。
I met a guy one time. His name was Jim.
我有個朋友，有一次我遇見一個人嘅名叫 Jim。
He lived up in Northern California.
佢咧喺依個加州嘅北邊住。
In 1976, there was that earthquake, bad earthquake in Guatemala.
1976年咧喺中美洲咧有一個好嚴重嘅地震。
And he and his family and a few others decided out of compassion to go to Guatemala and see what they could do just to help out.
佢同佢成個家庭咧有好大嘅感動咧，就要去依個東美洲咧去睇下有啲乜嘢佢哋可以服侍。
Their intent was to simply express God's love to these hurting people.
佢哋嘅目標咧就係咧同嗰啲人表達神嘅愛嘅啫。
And if God gave them a chance, they would also share the gospel with them.
當如果神俾機會佢哋都會想傳揚福音。
So they dug wells, they built bridges, erected simple wooden houses.
咁佢哋去到咧，就發覺有機會咧，係幫人掘井啊， 帮人咧起墙啊，啊起桥啊，帮人咧嚟到咧建筑一啲好简单嘅屋。
And soon, the, Jim and his young family discovered that there was a church that was forming around them.
咁后屘，阿 Jim 同埋佢想一个好后生嘅家庭咧，就发觉咧，佢哋四周围咧，好似咧有好多人信耶稣，就建立咗一个细细地嘅教会。
As people were coming to Christ,
当嗰啲人咧开始一个一个一个信耶稣。
15 years after that,
十五年后
，today there's a thriving church.
现在这间教会是非常大和很生动。
Over 4,000 people.
现在有超过4,000人。
Church has 150 cell groups.
这个教会有157个小组。
Four satellite churches.
这个教会有四间分堂。
Has planted a number of churches across Latin and South America.
更加呢 在其他地方，在拉丁美洲啊。来到建立了很多其他的教会。
They've started schools and orphanages.
他们到处呢成立学校和成立孤儿院。
They have missionaries they've even sent to Cuba.
他们呢还派了宣教士去古巴。
Thousands upon thousands of people have been reached.
透过这间教会呢数千人来到归主。
Simply because one ordinary family decided to reach out and minister Christ's love in compassion.
就是因为一个很普通的家庭呢有感动去呢来到将神的爱去到一个需要的地方来到表达。
I don't think they had any idea that they would start a church multiplication movement.
当他们去的时候他们从未想过呢要开始一个职堂运动。
There are people in this room that could be a part of the starting of church multiplication movement.
今天在这里在座的神有人呢你就可以开始神会可以用你呢来到开始一个直堂运动。
Could it be you?
可能是你。
Do you sense something that God is calling you to?
你有没有一个感动呢觉得神好像呼召着你去做一些事
Has he been speaking to you in some way these two nights?
在过去这两晚神有没有跟你讲说话呢
Be willing to respond to the promptings of the Spirit of God.
如果圣灵感动你呢请你回应他。
In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21,
以弗所书第三章二十同埋二十一节咁讲
There's a benediction that's there that is a remarkable one. It's one of my favorite passages of scripture.
有好多牧师咧用呢段经文攞嚟作一个祝福
It says, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine.
呢段经文话俾我哋听，神能咧成就远超过我哋所求所想。
According to His power that's at work within us,
就是藉著在我们心入边个大能大力。
To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.
愿神在教会里边同埋喺咧基督耶稣里咧得到荣耀，直到咧永永远远。
Amen.
Amen.
God is able to do immeasurably more than all you can ask. Or imagine.
神可以成就远超过你所求所想的。
And God wants to use people just like you and me.
而神想用的人就好像你一样，好像我一样。
To see disciples multiplied and groups multiplied and church multiplied and the church exploding.
他见到门徒繁殖，他见到小组繁殖，他见到教会繁殖，开始一个直堂运动。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Lord, I pray that you'd give us eyes to see.
主，我们求你给我们眼睛去看见。
I pray that you'd give us hearts that care.
主，我们求你给我们的心去感受。
Give us ears that hear your calling.
主，给我们耳朵去听到你向我们的呼喊。
Give us arms and legs that take action.
主，给我们有手有脚去行动。
Give us mouths that are ready to share your good news.
主啊，俾我哋有口可以准备去分享你俾我哋嘅福音。
Be pleased to use us in ways that are far beyond our wildest imagination.
哦，主啊，求你嚟到用我哋，你点样用我哋都好，去完成咧远超过我哋所求所想嘅事。
So that we would see the multiplication of disciples and groups and churches throughout Hong Kong.
以致我哋喺香港呢个地方睇到咧。 門徒繁殖，小組繁殖，而教會都繁殖。
And throughout China and Asia and the rest of the world.
而超越香港去到中國大陸，去到咧亞洲，去到咧世界地極。
Be pleased to continue to work in us as we respond in worship and in further prayer.
主啊，當我哋等候你嘅時候，當我哋咧嚟敬拜你嘅時候，主啊，求你繼續嚟感動我哋嘅心。繼續在我們心裏面運行。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶穌名求。
Amen.
阿門。
真正傳播是一所非牟利基督教傳播機構。我們的意象是透過多媒體製作、網絡和文字事工，叫無數的華人都能夠認識基督信仰，並且成為基督的門徒，榮神益人。感謝神，機構每年的經費和製作開支神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk。去了解奉献和支持我们的方法，愿神赐福给你。